The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Executive Director Ray Andrewson. Every other week, we bring you these programs. We talk about some issues, also things affecting here in our community amongst our membership with the Chamber and the wider business community, representing businesses and organizations, small, medium, and large. An important program for businesses, small, medium, large, for targeting is the MyCT Savings Program. Been looking at some of the tables recently about savings, particularly among boomers getting ready for retirement. There's a great disparity in terms of who has built their assets and their savings up, preparing for that, and who have not. Here's a program that helps employees here in Connecticut save. It's a great program. Joining us, our state controller, Sean Scanlon, who will describe some of the program. Great to have you on here, Controller Scanlon.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us, Ray.
You bet. And Tracy Weiss. Tracy is the owner of a business in the Hartford area, Right at Home, homemaking companion agency. Tracy, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
So if I can talk first with you, Sean Scanlon, about this program itself. Just sort of give us a little bullet point, highlight of what the program does, how it operates, how it is organized.
Well, what the program does is try to solve a problem that a lot of small businesses in Connecticut experience, which is that half of the workers in our state who work for small businesses don't get offered a retirement plan at their job. And almost always, that's not because the employer doesn't want to, it's because the employer can't afford to. I was raised by a small business owner, and my mom would have loved nothing more than to have offered insurance and retirement to her employees, but she couldn't because every single dollar that she ever earned went to paying the salaries and keeping the lights on. And that's an experience that's pretty common. So what the state decided to do was to offer a retirement plan that the employers could offer their employees at no cost to them as a way to both help small businesses recruit and retain workers, but also help close the retirement gap here in Connecticut, where far too many people don't have the savings that they need to comfortably and safely and securely retire as they get older. MyCT Savings is the way that we're trying to do both. And I'm really proud to say that in my first year in office, I took office in January of 2023. On the day I got sworn in, we had 876 companies signed up for this. As of today, we have almost 6,500. So we are growing rapidly. We are signing up tens of thousands of Connecticut workers and giving them that gift of retirement security. And it's companies like Tracy that we're proud to partner with that are helping to close that retirement gap here in Connecticut.
That's over 550,000, I think, by the numbers, private sector employees in the private sector who don't have access to a retirement savings option. That's a lot. That's over 500,000 people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a big pool, and we're growing this slowly but surely. But as the person who sort of traveled around the state talking to people about this and running the program, I've just heard incredible stories up and down main streets here in Connecticut of people who are saving for the first time, who are maybe young people who came to this country as immigrants and never ever thought they would have a plan like this to begin saving. We're hearing great things. This is helping people. And slowly but surely, we are going to get this program full of even more people and close that gap. And I'm very confident of that.
Yep. And the state laws for the businesses that are five or more employees.
Yeah. So every single business that has five or more employees can go to mycdsavings.com right now, register their business in just a few minutes, and again, offer this program for free to the business at no cost to them. There are minimal administrative duties that Tracy can sort of speak to and give her experience on when it comes to this, but it's really meant to be a hands-off thing where the employer is not doing a heavy burden here. It's all on the employee. We give the employee many choices in terms of what they can do, in terms of how they want to invest and how they want to plan for their retirement. And all told together, I've just been hearing great things across the state. We've got some problems and we've had some things that we're working on, but by and large, I think we're helping solve a big problem, and I'm just proud to lead the team that's doing it.
Great. Well, Tracy, let's talk about your business and how you've implemented this program with your employees from the start. First of all, let's go all the way back. How did you hear about it? And how did you identify that this was a necessary thing for you to engage your employees with, to participate in this program, to help your business attract employees?
Sure. So we heard about the program through the marketing efforts of the state and the chamber and everybody else. And to be honest, I was skeptical at first. To your point, Sean, that we wanted to offer a retirement savings plan, but most of our employees are just above minimum wage. I didn't expect that they would invest long term. But I was surprised to find that not only was it easy for me to set up, but it was easy for them to enroll. And the level of enrollment and engagement we have in the program has far exceeded my expectations.
And a lack of risk. You're not really, yeah, as an employer, feeling risk with this program.
Right. Yeah, I come from a financial services background before this. And so risk is something I was very skeptical of, and the administrative burden, and, you know, who's going to pick the investments and who's going to be responsible for the plan administration. And really, my CT savings does all of that. So it takes me less than 10 minutes a week when I run payroll to enter their contributions, which are automatically deducted from payroll. So it's really easy for me. And you know, I'm pleasantly surprised to see the enrollment from caregivers.
So if we can, Sean Scanlon, just talk a little bit about this this program and how it can grow wealth for someone towards retirement. The maximum contributions, I guess, for the IRAs is up to $7,000 for people under the age of 50 now. It's almost like, accruing dollars here over the years, but also compound interest. If you start early in your 30s or 40s and you start to build that nest egg, that can really be considerable by your 50s and 60s.
Yeah, I mean, we have a saying, it's never too early and it's never too late to save for retirement, because anything that you put away is going to help you and is better than nothing. And unfortunately, what we see sometimes with this program is people who are my age in their 30s, they don't necessarily see the importance of doing this because they feel like retirement is a lifetime away. People who are maybe 50s, 60s, who never started saving for retirement, are saying, well, what's it worth it now, because I'm going to retire in 15 or 20 years. And there's a whole bunch of people in the middle who, to Tracy's point earlier, are maybe not making enough that they can even pay their bills. So they're saying, I need that 3% to do this. And I think a lot of what, my role has been is to just try to bring some financial literacy to the state. We do a really bad job in this country, in my opinion, of preparing people with the skills that they need to be financially literate. Neither of my parents went to college. Neither of them ever had a savings account or a 401k or knew anything about the stock market, right? If we can break that generational problem, right, which is to give young people these tools, it will help them going forward. And I was really proud to help, lend my support to a bill that passed the legislature last year requiring financial literacy to be taught in Connecticut high schools, which I think is a really, really important thing. But that's going to take a while to catch up. We got to go back and talk to everybody else that's out there right now about why, yes, if you are having a tough time sort of keeping up with things because you're making only a certain amount of money, it's still important for you to put something away that you can afford to, because that money will grow. And with that growth, it will help you later in your life.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask this question to both of you, actually, because it is about financial literacy, but also wage scale and where this program really starts to improve the prospects for somebody who's near, as you mentioned, Tracy, near a minimum wage rate. But then when you consider the cost of transportation, cost of food. We've had a little bout with inflation. It's now subsided. And then, of course, the big one, the cost of housing. We've all heard of ALICE, those asset-limited households. Housing can get up to near 50% of the bite in rent or even in mortgage for some folks. So being able to have anything left or residual is very difficult. So you see this because you know you write, you know the checks and you know what the marketplace is for your service. So your employees actually have a little bit of a cushion now.
Yeah. So most of them stuck with the 3%, which is what automatically is the amount that would come out when they're enrolled. Some have chosen to save more and have, you know, well over $1,000 now saved in less than, you know, a year and a half or so. So I'll mention too, the other issue I think with, you know, that I thought we would run into with caregivers is they tend to work for multiple agencies. And so the ability to for them to be able to contribute to one account, whether they're working for us or another agency, and just have it all go to one place and be simple for them, I think that is helpful too in them enrolling in this.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I would also just add too that, you know, again, 3% to some people is nothing, 3% to some people is everything, but figuring out how I can explain to people that if right now you make $50,000 and you put away that 3% over the course of 30 years, when it comes time to retire, you would have $300,000. And that is not enough to retire on in this country, sadly, but it is a lot more than most people have when they retire. And I go back to thinking about my mom every day when I do this, which is that my mom is in her 70s and still working full time because she did not have the ability to save anything. And she cannot survive just living on Social Security. And so she is of that generation that Tracy's company is actively trying to help, that just, they can't catch up. And they've outlived their parents' generation and they have issues that they can't afford to pay out of their own pockets and just on their retirement. And so again, trying to make sure the generation behind them and my generation and my kids' generation, we're just better than the next generation, because that's what America, in my opinion, is all about. We have to be better off than those that came before us. And programs like this, I think, are what are helping to ensure that people do have the chance to do that.
Yeah, and demographically, we know we can see the boomers and just where we're going by the year 2030. The boomers in the last of that boomer cohort will be entering into that retirement era, and tracing Social Security, the ages are 62, 66, and 70 that are talked about in terms of the milestones and markers for taking and drawing on Social Security. So there's going to be a big stress on Social Security just based on demographics. Yeah, it's really remarkable to see what's coming down the pike. So, Sean, I want to ask you a little bit about the who oversees this, because someone's obviously managing the store and directing the traffic here. So I guess you have a couple, BNY Mellon Advisors and Bestwell State Savings. So you have a contract administrator who takes care of the entire program.
Yeah, we do. And most states, there are several of the states that have similar programs like this. They contract with, you know, companies like this that are, you know, really top line financial services companies that are every day tracking what's happening in the market and changing things to calibrate them to get the best returns, the lowest fees to the clients that we serve. And I can't say enough about the great relationship we have with Bestwell. And I think what makes Connecticut somewhat unique and why there are other states that are right now looking to partner with us is because we give some of the most choices to our customer base of any state that does this kind of program. And so if you're the kind of person who's looking to, you know, have a much more aggressive plan, or if you're more growth oriented, there are options for you. And I love that diversity, because some people have more financial literacy than others and really know what they're doing and love this stuff. And there's a plan for them. If you just want to forget about it and give us your 3% and call us when you're 65, we can do that too. But that level of care and attention is brought to us because of our partnership with those companies. And I'm very happy with what they've done for us so far.
That's great. Well, we're going to tell people now how they can engage with this. As the employers who are listening to our podcast, then, of course, employees who want to think about where to go work and who, you know, obviously are administering this. Tracy, I'm sure you've been able to see this as a real benefit for your business.
Yeah, it's an advantage in attracting caregivers too. So in my industry, one of the questions I get asked up front is if we offer medical insurance and if we offer retirement savings. And it always kind of surprises me that that's top of mind, again, because of the wage level that these caregivers are at. But it shows that they do want this. And I'll tell you, my Connecticut Savings has made it easy for me to provide for them. So
that's great. And for employers, 5 and above, 5 or more employees around the state of Connecticut, how can they learn more, Sean Scanlon, from the state of Connecticut and actually get engaged with the program? I know it's mandatory for these businesses, but to learn more information about it.
Yeah, all they have to do is go to mycdsavings.com. There's tons of information there to answer their questions. They can also quickly enroll in this process, and they can find ways that they can contact our team that's working here in my office about this. But as I tell any business anytime, if that's not working for you, all you need to do is Google my name and my number, and you can call me directly, and I can make sure that somebody from our team talks to you. You know, I would say that you just mentioned it's mandatory, and it is. There are currently not penalties that are enforceable because the law gives me the power to take people to court that don't sign up for this. But I said on the first day, I'm not taking anybody to court for not signing up for this. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, and you should do it. And there may be other penalties that eventually come across. But I also know that businesses are busy, right? I think back again to my mom. You're just trying to keep the lights on. You get mail from something called MyCD Savings. You're like, what the heck is that? I don't know. Put it in the pile of bills, put it in the pile of to-do, and then you lose track of it. So that's why we go and do these business walks. That's why I'm talking to the chambers like you. And it's why I'm so grateful that you're helping us spread the word about this, because it might click that light bulb of hearing what Tracy just said and hearing what I said to somebody, say, oh yeah, I heard about that. And if this is actually good and not too good to be true, like I worried about, maybe I'll check it out. And I think slowly but surely, state by state, town by town, we're doing that work. And I think it's paying off. So if you have questions or you have concerns, you can call me directly, but you can also go to mycdsavings.com, sign up, get information, and hopefully help us help your employees.
Perfect. Well said. Sean Scanlon, our state controller, thanks for being on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast today. Tracy Weiss from Right at Home, homemaker, companion agency in the Hartford area. Thank you both. We've learned a lot about MyCT Savings here. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quinncham.com.